Hey friends, welcome to another episode of The Amber May Show. I am so excited about today's show. It's a very important show today. Joining me is Dr. James Thorpe. He is a veteran in the Air Force. He's well-renowned, very respected in his field of medicine. And we're going to be talking about some health dangers you may not be knowing about. Most of us actually don't know about these health dangers. And so we are going to talk about things that are chronically hurting your health today. So please like, share, and subscribe. That would be so amazing if you could do that. Like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate, 5, 10, 100, whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com and becoming a $5 monthly subscriber there. That would really help support the program. I also have partnered with businesses to save you money, so check the links below or go into theambermayshow.com, hit the promo section, and you can find businesses that I've partnered with to help save you money. And one of those is acupofhealth.com, acupofhealth.com, because there's a ton of pesticides, believe it or not, in your coffee, and you're drinking it every day. Why not use a coffee that will help you lose weight, give you mental clarity, that will help with things like joint function, like turmeric, things that are really good for your health. So yes, it's delicious. It's going to wake you up. It's going to give you mental clarity, but the best part is it helps you lose weight and you get to avoid all those pesticides. So go to acupofhealth.com. When you're there, use promo code Amber at checkout to save some money. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Dr. James Thorpe. Have the one and only Dr. James Thorpe joining us today on the show. Welcome, Dr. Thorpe, to the program.
Amber, it's such an honor and privilege to be with you this morning.
So excited about this interview because, you know, I know you're an OBGYN. I've had infertility problems myself. Thank God I've been able to have two children. God has been good to me. And so what you do for a living really means a lot to me because of what I went through just trying to have a child. But I want to back up the story a little bit because I want my audience who may not know you, which I doubt that to be true, but in case we get a brand new listener for the very first time, I'd love them to get a little background. I know you're a veteran, so thank you for your service. So I'd love to get a little medical background on you just so we can get more familiar with who Dr. Thorpe is.
Sure. My name is Jim Thorpe, and I reside in Gulf Breeze, Florida, bedroom community of Pensacola, Florida, with my beautiful wife attorney and pastor, Maggie Thorpe. I started medical school in 1979. I'm an old geezer. I graduated in 1979. So I've been doing this for over 44 years. My mother was a labor and delivery nurse, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and she delivered me at home and had all her OB medical textbooks all over her den. And I was constantly reading those. And I before the age of 20, I had really delved into Dr. Semmelweis, who was my hero from the mid-1800s, that was really an incredibly parallel obstetrical medical disaster in Vienna in the 1850s at that time as compared to today. So he's my mother and Dr. Semmelweis have really directed my course into medical school, then into obstetrics and gynecology. I was honored to have received the top award for the medical student in OBGYN, and Wayne State University School of Medicine, the David S. Diamond Award, and my chairman at the time told me I could go to any program in the world I wanted to go to, and I wanted to go to the best, and that was the perinatal capital of the world, University of Colorado, Denver. And I was fortunate enough to go out there. I couldn't afford my way through medical school and such, so I was offered a scholarship with the United States Air Force. I was commissioned as an officer and did my residency in Denver, and then did my military service as an OBGYN doctor at KI Sawyer Air Force Base in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan during the Cold War. Then after that, went on to do my fellowship in University of Texas, Houston, in high-risk obstetrics in the specialty of OBGYN, which we call maternal fetal medicine. And then really the rest is history. I have a passion. I have a passion for the fetus in the womb. Mm. I was in the right place at the right time. I've done hundreds of in utero closed fetal procedures. Was in the right place at the right time, and I did a vast number of those. And the United States, the Bush administration had asked me to come in and testify in the United States Senate as on the topic specifically of treating the fetus as a patient, mm-hmm. which was relevant to those closed fetal surgeries. It's my patient in the womb. And it's not a blob of tissue. It's a beautiful human being, mm-hmm. patient. And they use that to take down the partial birth abortion bill. Mm-hmm. But I've published extensively in my career, and I have been especially concerned at the onset of this pandemic with the complete lack of academia and mm-hmm. science being replaced by fascism and communism. And so I've been fighting, this whole sham of a pandemic and this vaccine, mm-hmm. it was brought into being specifically targeting women, And I can prove that. And my wife's proved that. And we have proved that together as a team, a research team.
I want to dive into that, but before I do, because I have found in my research I found a white paper written by Henry Kissinger, and it was in the Ford administration that they decided they were going to go along with this white paper. And what the white paper talked about, and you can find on my website, theambermayshow.com, you can hit the resource tab, and on the resource tab, you can look at the childhood vaccines. That it talked about lowering fertility in women, and they were going to start with other countries first. And it just made me sick to my stomach because I, like I told you in the beginning, I'm a woman who dealt with infertility. I've had 6 pregnancies and only 2 babies. And one of my miscarriages was an ectopic pregnancy that ruptured. And to go back to what you were saying about the patient in the womb, at I think it was like 7 or 8 weeks, this is when this rupture happened. And I asked my physician, because I'd been married 8 years with no kids, you know, only had miscarriages, and it was even difficult to get pregnant to begin with. And I said, would you please take a picture of my baby? I wanted to see what this baby looked like that I was never going to hold. And it was looking like a baby. It had head and eyes and little nubs for hands. And so it really, one thing that maybe our side who loves, like, is more pro-choice, maybe we haven't done the messaging correctly, because I think the when we say it's my body, my choice, we're not actually telling the women the after effects of what it's going to be like emotionally for the abortion, but that is actually a little person. And when I saw my little 8-week-old child that obviously wasn't going to make it because my fallopian tube ruptured, it was a person. You saw the head, you saw the eyes, you saw the hands. And if a mother knew that's what she was aborting, I think we'd have a lot less abortions in our country. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that you're spot on. And, you know, I've been adamantly pro-life, my whole life. Now, And I've been very vocal about it. Now I treat my patients in a very special way that I feel that God is calling me, and I meet all my patients where they're at, and I try to always encourage and uplift and exhort my patients, no matter where they are, no matter what color their skin, what their faith, what their beliefs, because that's what I'm called to do, as I review in my mind what Jesus would have me do with the Hippocratic Oath. So I'm not a directive. I come across as maybe a directive, jackass, if you will, sometimes when I speak out aggressively. That's not the way I treat patients. So it's I'm not. I think it's inappropriate for me to judge my patients and to tell them what to do. I think that's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath, in my opinion, as I understand Scripture. So I say that only to say that my feelings are very intense. I've been persecuted for my pro-life position. Especially when I went in and testified in the United States Senate in 2003 or whenever it was. I received a lot of criticism, and I've been honored by the American College of OBGYN, the American Board of OBGYN, the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine my entire career, and many awards, research. I was a board examiner in the 90s for, and now these are the very organizations, these three organizations that I'm aggressively attacking, aggressively, because we have proof. Maggie and I realized that 2 years ago, this made no sense. This is all these organizations, there are no safety data in pregnancy. They've broken the golden rule in pregnancy, and they're threatening their 61,000 physicians to destroy their professional careers if they don't push the vaccine in pregnant women. And they threatened us with nondescriptive misinformation will destroy you. Well, what's misinformation to them?
Right.
They're misinforming and they're killing and injuring a lot of people. So Maggie and I knew they were captured. So Maggie put a freedom of information request in, which I helped her craft over a year ago. And we struck gold after we fine-tuned it with HHS and CDC and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. What we discovered, Amber, was hideous. They took millions and millions of dollars. They were a founding member of the Dream Child, Deputy Secretary Mark Weber of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. They crafted a consult. They took, now they're $5 trillion now they've spent to push and bribe. $5 trillion. But back in 2021, actually as early as 2018, American College of OBGYN bank account skyrocketed. And we have proof of that. I have a graph of it. So they started getting untold millions and millions of donations. And I suspect those are from the government. And I suspect they started grooming the American College exactly as you had suggested. That this whole forever you spoke of administrations 30 and 40 years ago doing this depopulation event, and that's real. When you go back and you look at the quotes of past presidents and past World Economic Forum, I mean Fauci, I mean Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that was a first described as a foundation to reduce, to depopulate. I mean, they've changed the name, but it's grotesque, and it's very, very clear that that is their MO.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, friends. New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, Spike Support Formula is the only product I've seen that contains ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Whether you've got the shot, you're watching research pour in about vaccine shedding, or you've had a bad bout of COVID, Spike Support is a serious concern. And while we won't truly know the extent of the devastating effects for many years, there is something you can do right now to protect yourself. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity and increased energy levels. Head to twc.health/AmberMay to buy the wellness company's Spike Support Formula and get back to feeling your best. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout and you will save some money. So that's twc.health/AmberMay to save some money at checkout.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code. And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Now, what the American College of OBGYN did was took millions, and they signed what is termed a cooperative care agreement, which is strictly forbidden and illegal for the HHS and CDC to go in and give millions to a private, not-for-profit NGO that is independent. Why did they do that? They did that because the American College of OBGYN owns 61,000 OBGYN doctors, every OBGYN doctor in North America, and some in Canada, and some in Mexico and South America. It's unheard of. And so they would have to pay that millions of dollars back, which they pocketed, if they deviated from the deathly narrative of air. And that's the way it went down.
And this is different than the CARES Act, correct? This money
very
is
different.
Completely
different. There's hundreds of different programs. There's the CARE Act. There's a Paycheck Protection Program. It's hundreds of millions. And now the Washington Post says it's $5.3 trillion, Amber. $5.3 trillion now is what. And that's your taxpayers' money. That's our taxpayers' money. They had no right to do that. And they did it. This is Obama's third term. Mm-hmm. You know that, he's a marionette, as you know, for Obama's just a marionette for Biden. And this is a joke. Their plan is to destroy our country, and they've already completed that successfully. Mm-hmm. Our country is destroyed. I don't think we'll ever come back. But part of it is that massive printing of massive amounts of money to destroy our economy and to capture all of the operatives to push their deadly agenda. This is satanic. This is spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And I'm a student of the Bible my whole life. I'm a student of the prophetic and eschatology, and I'm very familiar, and we're living in exciting times. Mm-hmm. We're living in the end times. And listen, the name of this contract came to me from the Holy Spirit right out of the major prophet Isaiah chapter 28, verses 15 to 18. If you read those three verses, two times in those three verses, it uses the term that would occur in the end of days, that man would make with Satan a covenant with death twice. This is what it is. This, and I have termed this, and I published it in my Substack and on these, I talk about the covenant of death. This is exactly what they entered into. Now, the covenant of death is hideous. And you know, I was employed by one of the largest Catholic healthcare systems in the United States of America, SSM Health, out of St. Louis. CEO Kevin Ellidge, another CEO is Laura Kaiser. And I was their model physician, according to the CEO, Kevin Ellidge, called me up. I knew he was going to fire me because I had appeared on Tucker Carlson. I'd appeared on the U.S. Senate floor. Mm-hmm. And I've appeared on probably 1,000 or more platforms, you know, like yours, mm-hmm. proclaiming the truth. And I published probably 70 papers in the last 4 years related to COVID. Not once did they read one of those papers. Not once did they engage me. And this is an academic system. This is St. Louis University that was bought out by SSM Health. Mm. And I gave all that material to my superiors, my chain of command. I'm a military guy, right?
Yes, right.
They ignored it. They ignored it. And they, Kevin Ellidge called me up this a couple of months ago and said, hey, you know, I don't understand this, but you know, you're a model physician. You're loved by everyone. You're impeccable, you know, moral, ethical, intellectual integrity. But we've made a decision. We have to let you go for no cause because we're having financial difficulties. Oh. Well, I knew that was a lie. And they tried to get me to pay. They tried to pay me a massive amount of money to sign a blood covenant with them so that I wouldn't speak on this. And I said no. And trust me, I could have used them. We could have used the money, but there's no way. So they got really kind of upset, and rather than employing my 120-day cause, no cause termination that was in my contract, that I could work for another 120 days, they fired me on the spot. And so Maggie and I found that they took $306.9 million. $306.9 million. They didn't want to fire me. I was their number one money producer. I saw five times more patients than some of my junior yeah. partners. I've seen 27,500 high-risk OB just scans in the last 4.5 years of my service with them. My credentials are impeccable. I was published more than they fired me. They because somebody from HHS or ACOG called them up and said, you need to execute Thorpe or you need to pay back $306.9 million. This is the way it works. So God gave Maggie and I that on a silver platter. And this is a perfect depiction of how every single hospital in the country is working.
Well, that's exactly, that makes a lot of sense because the COVID protocols that they were using was killing people. They stopped they wouldn't let physicians prescribe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or they wouldn't let them use off labeling for prescriptions, which they've done many times. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And they did it all because there was a dollar tied to not healing people, but to killing people. So if they could put them on a vent, they got more money. If they could have a COVID death, they got more money. It wasn't to help people. It was just the opposite. And money was involved. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, but the love of it is the root of all evil. And so we're finding out, you know, honestly, God bless COVID in one way, especially this supposed vaccine, right? Because I was already questioning the childhood vaccines. I was already starting to wonder because I was hearing moms talk about how their kids were injured from vaccines. And I went to my pediatrician and I said, hey, is it true that vaccines cause autism? They're like, no, that's been debunked. There's been studies, this and that. I said, so would you give your kids a vaccine? And they said, absolutely, we would give our own kids vaccines. Come to find out, after COVID and finding out the massive amount of deaths that related to the shot and the massive amount of injuries related to the shot, I was looking into it. If pediatricians with some insurance companies don't vaccinate 60% or more of their patients, they don't get a bonus. And then I look at the package inserts on the FDA website, and it says in a lot of them, I think it was 13.1, something like that, where they don't test to see if the vaccines cause infertility, if it causes mutagenesis, or if it causes cancer. To me, those are three huge factors. And me being someone who dealt with infertility, and I think mine started after my tetanus shot. And come to find out, Dr. Andy Wakefield did a documentary on women.
I was just going to mention that.
Got the tetanus vaccine, and they couldn't have children after that.
Abomination.
And, yeah.
Infertility. And I've studied that, Andy Wakefield and Bobby Kennedy's, and actually James Patrick helped film that, who's a friend of mine as well. He went over there, and they proved it. And those African obstetricians, I vetted them, I've looked up, they're absolutely true. They got caught with their pants down. They lied and they sterilized millions of young Africans, and it was purposeful, and it was a publication and patent trail, just like they've done for COVID, that is irrefutable. And so what they've done now is they've taken that, Amber, and in that travesty, they covalently bonded the hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, to the pertussis antigen. And they would inject these women, young girls, aggressively. And they would then, because the HCG form was modified, they developed an autoimmune reaction to it, could never get pregnant again. Well, really, what they've done now with this vaccine, and I don't have proof of this. I am theorizing that part of the infertility could be related to a next generation model of exactly what those evil, sinister, demonic killers did to those young girls. Now, instead
they could have done it to me too, because I got a tetanus vaccine in my early 20s, and I felt a fundamental change in my body. And like I told you, I was praying to God. I mean, I had this one-on-one encounter with God. I hated him so much, because the miscarriage I told you about was my third one at that point. I already was having trouble to get pregnant to begin with.
So sorry.
So when I got the third miscarriage and my fallopian tube ruptured, now I only have one fallopian tube, I'm having a hard time getting pregnant. I hated God so much. And I was a born again Christian. I've been a Christian my whole life. My dad was a minister. I hated God so much. I was in so much pain on the inside, and I had an identity crisis too as a female. And I don't know if any of your patients ever experienced that shared that with you, because when you find being able to carry a baby is a very female quality. I mean, you know, you can't get more female than being able to carry. That's what my body was supposed to do, be able to carry a baby, right? Have children, just a blessing from God, right? And I couldn't. And so I had an identity crisis about who I really was. And I hated God so much. But at the end of the day, I was like reading all these people in the Bible. And I said, God, you gave Hannah a child, and you've given this woman a child in the Bible. Give me a child, right? And he did come to me and we had this conversation, and it was very brief. It was a very brief conversation after a few years of dealing with this tremendous pain of not being able to have children. And everything changed after that. He healed the most deepest wounds that I had from the loss of my children and not having the ability to, you know, my identity crisis. And I did get pregnant, praise the Lord. But I was a high risk patient. I had preeclampsia and, you know, all. So it wasn't an easy pregnancy, and I was so scared I was going to lose the baby. So it was a really difficult time. So this is personal to me, and what you do for a living, and you're trying to help women like me, it means the world to me, because this is personal to me. Where after I saw the documentary and it made a lot of sense, like I'm like, and looking at the white paper, I'm like, Wow. Looking at the FDA package inserts, wow, they don't check for infertility. They don't check for cancer. Do we have an explosion of cancer because they're putting something in our body that's causing cancer? When I had to go to my friend's funeral, her child's funeral at 6 years old, I cried more than I've cried before. Is it because of the vaccine schedule that he had cancer because they didn't check if any of these vaccines that we give our babies cause
very
cancer?
Likely. Very likely. And, you know, Amber, thank you for sharing that personal testimony. It brought tears to my eyes, and it's painful to hear. You're so courageous to be able to speak that out, especially your anger towards God. I think that's very godly that you share that. Because everybody has the possibility of being in that same situation and falling out of relationship with God for mm-hmm. anger. You know, he healed you. Going back to what a statement that you said a while back, there is a silver lining to this cloud.
Mm-hmm.
The silver lining is that America and dumb doctors like me, okay, that were bought into the system and, you know, believed everything they taught me in medical school about the vaccines, and which was very little, and I believed our government, and I even pushed some of these vaccines earlier in my career, and even in pregnancy up until 10 years or so ago, when I said, I started seeing the corruption of the medical journals and the editors in chief of the New England Journal of Medicine that I put up on I worshiped as a golden cow, you know, mm-hmm. up on a pedestal. I listened to Marcia Engel, the former editor in chief, talk about of the New England Journal of Medicine, talk about how corrupt they were back at the turn of the century in mm-hmm. the 90s. And the same with all the other journals, how there was terminal corporate entanglement with the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry now owns the journals. They own the CDC. They own the HHS. They own ACIP. And so if there's one silver lining to this cloud, you know, doctors like myself, whose eyes were opened up, you know, maybe a decade ago, but I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a military.
You got every shot known to man because you were in the military.
Exactly.
You had to. You were forced to roll up this sleeve.
Right.
I know. I'm friends with General Flynn. He says the exact same story. I've gotten every shot because of the military. But COVID's like really opened a lot of people's eyes.
We're now opening the eyes that, do you realize the abomination of science? This is fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Not one vaccine on the schedule, not one of them, has been subjected to necessary testing called a randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled trial.
You're right.
Not
You're
one
totally
of them.
Right. You're totally right. I found that information to be true as well. It's on my website. There's a link if you want to find it. Go to theambermayshow.com, hit the resource tab, childhood vaccines. You're going to see a link to where there's 74, at least that I know of, and maybe you know more, 74 vaccines that have never had a placebo trial.
Every single vaccine on the schedule now has never been subjected. And when Dr. McCullough and I and Claire Price and Stuart Tankersley published our monumental medical journal publication in the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons earlier this year. We did just that. We used the FDA, our governmental data, and we analyzed it exactly in their highly biased way. What they have you do is they compare a novel vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, to a, quote, safe and effective vaccine. Well, that's a biased study. There's no such thing as a safe and effective vaccine. They all cause death and injury to at least a smaller proportion of the population. That's fact. That's fact. So by using a prior vaccine as a control group instead of a placebo, you've biased your study. Nonetheless, we did it. They caused a risk ratio of 2 if the novel vaccine has two or more greater risk of adverse events, infertility or death, or you name it, thousands of them, then that's a danger signal. Well, you know, we used influenza vaccine because we were focusing on pregnancy, 18 pregnancy variables. Amber, what we found was unbelievable. Every which way to Sunday, no matter how we assign it, we would see like infertility issues using abnormal menstruation as a surrogate. We're looking at a 4,000-fold increase in some of the analysis when we looked at COVID-19 versus influenza vaccine. 4,000, not two. The massive danger effect was in fact so strong that we couldn't plot it on a linear graph. I had to use a logarithmic graph instead of 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. It would be 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 million. That's a logarithmic. Otherwise, the data points would, I sit here in Florida, and to my right hand here is the Gulf of Mexico over here. Had I not done it on there, the graph would have extended out to the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, this is how absurd, how patently absurd this is. And they bury it all and they lie. And they, by Pfizer's own data, in February 28th, 2021, Pfizer's own data, 5.3.6, mandatory legal post 90-day rollout, it was the deadliest drug ever rolled out to humankind. Deadliest drug with 1,223 dead within 10 weeks. Mm. And there were 30 times that many severe injuries. 30 times! And that's on page 7. And on page 12 was, they weren't even supposed to be subjecting and risking pregnant women, Amber. Mm. Amber. They included 274 fetuses in 270 pregnancies, obviously four sets of twins there. And there was an 81% miscarriage rate. There was at least a five-fold increase in fetal death, probably much more. And there was an eight-fold increase in newborn death. There was almost a 15% increase in the beautiful babies that breastfed from those mothers that got the vaccine in pregnancy. Mm. Horrible, horrible stuff. They tried to bury it for 75 years. 75 years, those evil, sinister demonics tried to hide that from the American people, and instead rolled out a billions, now trillion-dollar campaign to brainwash physicians and the citizens of the world and America that the vaccine is safe, effective, and necessary in pregnancy. This is the reason why they targeted my women. Number one, women make all the healthcare decisions.
That's true. You know,
sorry, man, women make all the health. Even husbands like me who are physicians and know what's going on, that's out of my wheelhouse. I don't do that stuff. Yeah. I take care of other patients. I don't take care of my family. My wife does.
True. Yeah, it's
and
true.
It's totally true. That's the first reason.
They always say doctors make the worst patients, you know?
I'm the worst patient. My wife tells me, you know, we've been very, very sick. You'll laugh at this. My wife is constantly, you know, that shot dead premiere. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but yes, I am familiar about this movie. Yes.
You know, I was on death's doorstep, and I wanted to be at that premiere on Thursday. I was so sick that I couldn't even crawl out of bed. Oh. And I would have rather died than miss this. And my wife was so upset at me. She tried to cancel the trip. And I said, don't you dare. God's going to bring me there. So I made it. And everybody watched the movie Shot Dead. I am so grateful to God that I made that movie and that I showed up for my victims and you know, Taryn Gregson, We the Patriots, USA, Brian, the attorney, and his wife, Dawn, who are the directors of that organization. That's the most powerful. That is the most powerful documentary I've ever seen in my life.
And how did people find that documentary?
Oh, it was devastating. It was incredible. We had the very, very painful. But, you know, the Martins were there. They lost their daughter, Trista, who was murdered by the vaccine 1 year. That was her 1 year anniversary. And Mr. and Mrs. Martin and their two surviving children were there, and I loved and hugged on them. Ernesto Ramirez was in the movie, and he couldn't make it. Unfortunately, his 14-year-old son Junior died. Then, and that's just a tragic story. And I, and then also, who else was there? Was the Whites, and this beautiful, sweet Tori White, who lost her baby at 7 hours of life. And so it, and I had met all these people before, and it was an amazing film. But you know,
how did people find the film?
Unbelievable. It's gotten rave reviews. It's gone viral. It was all over, you know, it's all over the press now. Now everybody, all the mainstream media are trying to suppress it because it's bad for their news. It's bad for their narrative. It falsifies their narrative. It's so powerful, though. You know, what's her name? Megyn Kelly. Is that what she was with Fox? She was all over the movie. She watched it and did a podcast and a show on it. And she had Taryn Gregson. Taryn Gregson is out of St. Louis. She was here in Florida, and she was a very famous, very famous. You'll remember her. ESPN, ESPN golf announcer for the major golf tournaments, and they tried to force the vaccine and the mask on her when she was pregnant, when she was announcing, and she said, "No, that's a violation of my civil rights. I'm not going to do it." They fired her, so she started her ministry, and like you. It's a beautiful ministry, and you're both on fire, and I love you both because you're putting this stuff out and you are saving my patients' lives because the mainstream media won't do.
No, they won't. So have you seen, I don't know, even if you were looking at this, I don't know if it's a thing that you even considered. Have you looked into the decline of fertility since you started medicine till now? And what have you discovered with fertility for women from when you started medicine till now?
Yeah, there's a if you look at the numbers, there's been a very, very gradual decline. It's more subtle. It's quite subtle. But if you look at even since the turn of the century, year 2000, you can see really subtle declines, but it drastically accelerated after the vaccine. And now birth rates are down precipitously and dangerously in every single country. And, you know, every single sector of our society. is documenting this, including, you know, way off sectors like the insurance industry. Like the financials, Ed Dowd, you know, you have Ed Dowd, who's was a senior consultant analytic for BlackRock formerly. The guy knows his numbers. He's a believer, by the way. He's over in Maui, and he's a friend of mine. Terrific guy. His data is irrefutable when you look at his data, you know, and then you have many others from every different insurance sector, business sector, every part of our society. The birth rates have plummeted since the vaccine rollout. And we're not talking about minor. We're talking about extraordinarily major, multiple sigma deviation decline in birth rates. Back to your situation where you talked about, you know, the dangers of the vaccine, you know, there's no question in my mind that the vaccine schedule are contributory. In this country, you know, the Flexner report promised us that they would eradicate disease with this, you know, by throwing out all these other natural medicine, if you will. Well, the complete opposite has happened. We've had the most major skyrocketing, unprecedented surge in chronic diseases that you could ever imagine. Listen to this number. You know, our healthcare budget in the United States of America is $4.1 trillion. And that is 90% spent on chronic diseases, of which there is no cure. There's no specific therapy. It's only palliative therapy by and large. What caused that? Well, I can assure you that at least in part, I can assure you for certain that it's multifactorial, but at least in part, there's no question that the vaccines have caused that. Now that equates $4 trillion annually equates to $12,000 per person per capita per annum healthcare costs in the United States of America. Do you realize how ridiculous that is? Okay,
Dr.
we
Thor,
are.
To back up what you just said, I have come across some pediatricians that have done the study within their own practice and found that the patients that have been vaccinated end up getting more ear infections, getting more colds than the kids that were not vaccinated. They found that within their own practice.
Paul Thomas is one of them.
Yes.
Many, many.
That's it.
And you have the Amish community all over the world.
Yes.
Their kids
community.
Don't get sick. I mean, you have a lot of other really brilliant people like yourself whose family traditions are never take vaccines. Their kids aren't sick. Listen, I went over the schedule just yesterday. I pulled down the pediatric schedule. It's horrible. Straight from the CDC and the FDA, I counted 33 vaccines in the first 12 months of life. No wonder we're killing all these people. No wonder there's an explosion of chronic disease. 33 vaccines. That is grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
That is absurd. That is obscene.
Mm-hmm.
And not a one of them has had a randomized double-blinded placebo-controlled trial. They're liars. And now they're pushing 4 vaccines in my pregnant woman. So, and you know, I have new data, and this is coming out. You know, mainstream physicians like myself are waking up and smelling the coffee. We've been hornswoggled. We've been lied to. We've been killing patients and keeping them ill by pushing these vaccines. You know, one of the things we learn in medical school, very few about vaccines, is you don't ever, ever, ever use a vaccine if somebody's not feeling well, even if they have a sniffle. That's been completely lost. These people have lost their mind. You know, Mrs. White's baby was dying, clearly dying. There's nothing they could do to save that baby. Do you know one of the most egregious violations I saw in the medical record? Oh, but they got the hepatitis B vaccine in that baby before they killed. Before they
I was
going
to ask you about that. I know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. The hepatitis B vaccine, I gave it to both my kids. It's before I knew the dangers of vaccines. I was going to do whatever I could to protect my kids because just the fact that they were born was a big deal to me, right? Now, looking back, I'm like, hepatitis, huh? Why am I giving them hepatitis? They're a brand new baby. They don't have hepatitis problems with their liver. I'm not, I don't have hepatitis. So like, I look back and I'm like, why did I do it? Cause I was told, now correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, cause I don't know if this information is correct, but that there's a crash cart next to the nurse as she's administering hepatitis B. Is that right? Is that correct information or no?
Well, that's always correct if it's in the hospital, but, you know, I don't think it's there just for the vaccination. There's crash carts all over the hospitals, and there should be a crash cart in every doctor's office. So, you know, I think that's certainly partially true. You know, the Nevada state data, I have a dear friend, his name is Bobby Bounds. He spent his own money to purchase the massive Nevada death certificate data. Listen to this. This'll curdle your blood. In the years of the vaccine, 2021 and 2022, the number of sudden infant death syndrome increased over 20-fold compared to the five preceding years. 20-fold. This is from Nevada state death data. And what's interesting is I have two police women, two, because by and large, men are sometimes they just really annoy me because they don't have the courage that my patients have and women have. And they're in these police detection units that are responsible for going to the home. When they get a call from a home saying, my baby's dead, they have to go investigate it. They have mm-hmm. to look at it really carefully. They mm-hmm. have to rule out homicide and child abuse and all. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of those ladies is up in, and I can name her name because she's all over the news, and I'm testifying on her behalf in Ottawa. Her name is Helen Gruss. And what the this fascist government is doing up there is going after her and trying to hurt her because she did her job. There's another police woman in the United States of America, not Canada, who's made contact with me. Thank you, Steve Kirsch, and she and I have developed a very close relationship now. I can't mention her name. I can't mention her city, but pre-COVID. Her team has investigated 250 SIDS cases, sudden infant death syndrome. Now listen to this. This is all pre-COVID. This is very upsetting. Everybody in their police department knew it, but only the women would acknowledge it. And this woman got really upset about it. And 80% of those sudden infant death syndromes occurred within 7 days of a vaccine. 50% of them, Amber, occurred within 48 hours. Those are the exact same temporal sequences, relationships of death with the COVID vaccine. You listen to Peter McCullough, Pierre Corey, or any of the other experts. It's the almost identical numbers. Those people that die after getting the vaccine, 40% of them within 48 hours, 80% of them within a week. And do you know that the HHS and CDC, to try to hide this up, you probably know this, that, you know, a person is considered unvaccinated until 2 weeks after their vaccine.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Did you know that?
Yes.
So all these people that have died from COVID, okay, oh, they died of COVID. No, they didn't. They didn't die of COVID. They died of the vaccine. You just didn't label it, you liars.
Mm-hmm. So what is a female to do, Dr. Thorpe? Would you recommend the spike supplement? I think it's called Spike Support from the wellness company, because I know now you're working in the wellness company. What was your title?
Chief of Maternal and Prenatal Health.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm so honored. I love the wellness company. And I'll tell you why I love them, because they're my family. And they resonate with my heart. I don't really care about money, and neither do they. They're not in this for the profit, let me tell you something. They don't care about the money. What they care about is reestablishing a physician-patient relationship that honors the patient.
Yes.
And what we do, and this is why, listen, SSM Health, what can your patients do? The first thing you can do is wake up and smell the coffee, patients. Your federal government, they don't care about your health. They're owned by the pharmaceutical company. Mm-hmm. They're trying to kill you. They want to kill you. And if they can't kill you, they're trying to keep you sick because they make a bloody fortune. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with the Catholic healthcare systems and every other faith-based healthcare, or every other healthcare system in the United States of America. $5.2 trillion is a lot of money, Amber.
A lot.
$5.2 trillion is a lot of money. Stack $1 bills on each other, and they'll go all the way to the moon and all the way back, and all the way back to the moon is about how much money that is. And he who pays a piper calls the tunes. And this is exactly what these lying, killing bastards at these health, traditional healthcare systems have done. They force their physicians to give the poison. They'll fire anybody that speaks the truth like me. So the first thing your patients can do is get the Hades out of the healthcare system. You know, yeah, if you have you think you're dying of a heart attack, fine, go to the healthcare system. Divorce yourself from them and come to the wellness company. Don't, or you know, there's other parallel healthcare systems like the wellness company. I love them all. You know, but
Come to get to know a few. I've come and I bring them onto my program because I want people to go to a doctor they can trust, like yourself, Dr. Thorpe. I've developed a relationship with Dr. McCullough, and you know, I trust Dr. McCullough extensively. And so that's why I bring you guys on as physicians, because I have seen the side of healthcare that is hurting people, just like you said, hurting people from having children. And that gets to my heart the most. And that's why I wanted people like yourself to come on the program, because I want people to get real healthcare, not sick care, not them to not have children. I want them to have an abundant amount of children. And when I saw Spike Support, I got some hope that maybe that might help.
Spike support is extremely important. Now,
will it help women who've gotten the shot?
Yes, it will. I can say that there's strong evidence. And let's just start out by saying we at the wellness company are not blithering, lying, cheating, illegal, like the federal government is. We will not state that we can, with certain, one of our products will successfully cure this or that without a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Okay, so we don't have that level of proof that the Spike support, but we have a lot of published studies. For example, Chen and colleagues from South Korea just published a massive study. It's not randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial, but it is a prospective observational study of over 1,000 patients. And the benefits from natokinase in that study are phenomenal. You know, we're looking at a reduction in the dangerous lipids and plaque, the LDLs and the cholesterol. You're looking at reduction in clot burden. It's very, very impressive. There's also a Japanese study, Naturo and colleagues. So you can, we have ample evidence now, but unlike the federal government, we're not liars and we're not cheaters and we don't break the law. We don't say, oh, we have a new vaccine and in this future strain in 3 months, it's going to save your life. It's going to save you from going into the ICU. It's going to save you from dying. That is so blatantly illegal by their own standards. You know, it was just 3 years ago that the federal government, the FTC, went after and closed down doctors' offices, you know, penalized them severely for making claims of nutraceuticals that are safe.
Oh, I know. I have a friend of mine who was out there on social media, and the federal government came after him hard, and he did win at the end, but it was after years, and they tried to bankrupt him into it. And all he was doing was like natural supporting things to help you fight it, to help your body support their immune system to fight against these things. Nothing terrible.
Hydrogen peroxide, vitamin C, ozone. Yeah. These are all natural substances made by the body. Yet the federal government will come down hard because they can't make money off it. They can't make money off it.
So I really recommend getting the Spike Support in your house. That's twc.health Spike Support. Use Amber May at checkout and you will save some money. Dr. Thorpe, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the program today. I've gotten educated and I'm sure a lot of our listeners and viewers have gotten educated too. So thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.